Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com is on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, boys. Good to be with you again.
And how are we, Freddie?
I'm very, very, very good.
Fred, we talked about this yesterday, and we weren't sure about how much we wanted to talk about it this morning because the graphic details of the hearings in the trial in Belleville with Colonel Creepy, it just gets so sad and so pathetic when you hear about what those poor two women went through before he killed them, that we didn't get into any of the details earlier this morning because we probably thought some families, young kids might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
But we have said this about him, that he is on the same scale as Paul Bernardo without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's sort of the connection I was going to make. Just here in Canada, we sort of feel sheltered. And the Bernardo thing was just so hard to take and digest and accept. I think there was a smugness here that we'd never see anything like that again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just unbelievable. And this guy, you know, I'm not even going to say one's worse than the other. They're just both disgusting pigs,
mm-hmm.
obviously, with severe mental... I mean, what this Colonel Williams did, I mean, you're not all there, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, let's face it, you can't be working with a full deck to do these things. Now, does that mean we should show any compassion towards him? I don't know. That's for the psychiatrists and the psychologists to figure out. All I know is that to read and to see all that disgusting stuff, you just, you know, your heart goes into your chest because... Well, your heart's in your chest, but you know what I mean. Your heart goes into your throat.
Yes.
That's the saying.
Listen, Fred, you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. You know, my daughter's 28. One of his victims was 27, and I'm just thinking, my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, she's going about her business. She's living a life, and she's a great person. Then all of a sudden, one day, this pig breaks into her house and puts her through that and murders her. I mean, I think that's what we all tend to do in these situations. You read that stuff and then put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can really try to begin to realize the horror involved, although I guess you would have to live it to fully appreciate it. It's just something else.
I think even more disconcerting about it is the fact that he held such a power position in such an important part of our government and our protection as being a colonel, and seemed to be a guy who was climbing the ladder, that he was going to be one of the next hot shots of the Canadian military, maybe the next Rick Hillier or somebody like that, that could have been in charge of quite a bit of our military, and ended up being this twisted and sick.
Well, maybe that was part of his sicko game, Matt. You know, these guys can be very calculated. You know, apparently, I read that he had videotaped one of the murders and was watching the murder while reading the newspaper, like filmed himself watching the murder while reading the newspaper about the death, and very calculating. So who knows, maybe he used, maybe within his brain, you know, he was climbing that military ladder thinking, oh, I'll do this. No one would ever suspect me.
Right.
Yet then there's the other train of thought that maybe, you know, he wanted to get caught eventually, because often these guys do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a tortured soul if he was, because we mentioned this yesterday, that with all the documentation he put together, the dates and the pictures and everything, it's like he laid it out to be caught.
And it's just... You know, the irony of it, too, because apparently he pled guilty and admitted to everything because he wanted it to be easier for his wife of 19 years. Well, isn't that great? He's got compassion, and, you know, his heart goes out to his sweet wife. Mm. But meanwhile, two other women he murders and literally traumatizes others, because even break-ins can traumatize people.
Sure.
And now, in retrospect, some of the homes that he broke into, of the young girls and... putting their underwear on, and I mean that can really traumatize an individual or a family.
I was going to say, if I was one of those families in Tweed or any of these other towns that he was causing these problems in, especially the one where he hid outside the window and watched the little girl get ready for bed, I'd have to sell and move. I just would feel so creeped out and so dirty by the whole experience that I wouldn't even want to be in that house anymore.
It really is a crazy, crazy, horrific story. It's the type of story that before it happened, it would be very difficult to dream it up.
Yeah.
Say you're writing a horror film. It would be very hard to come up with that scenario. It really would be. And what he, like, I mean, just unbelievable. And going back to wanting to get caught, like, I mean, the ridiculous things of putting the underwear on and then pleasuring himself and then taking pictures, like, to what end? To what end? Why was he doing that? To what end? And I don't know, maybe we'll never find out.
So he was formally convicted yesterday of 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts each of sexual assault and forcible confinement. 82 break and enters, faces life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. Some want to see him just sit in a cell and rot, and others wouldn't mind bringing back the electric chair.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think the death penalty is too easy, you know.
Let him sit through it as Paul Bernardo does to this
Well, absolutely. And people, you know, complain that, I guess, Bernardo has a television and gets decent meals and everything. But just, can you imagine day after day after day? Just think if you're off, you know, you're on holidays a couple of weeks. By the end of the 2 weeks, you're thinking, you know, I'm sick of watching TV. I've golfed enough. I'm ready to get back at her. Well, that doesn't exist for a guy like Paul Bernardo.
Now, I assume with guys like Bernardo and Russell Williams that they're probably medicated and sedated in some way because I wonder how they keep down that beast that's inside of them. You know, obviously they needed to try to pleasure themselves through these terrible things they did. But when they're locked behind the cell, there's nothing for them anymore. There's not even the pleasure of the woman that they were with. There's nothing. If you're done beyond masturbation, it's over. How do they quell that thirst for whatever they were after, I wonder?
Yeah, again, I can't answer that, but it's a great question. You just wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, I mean, here's what I would say beyond life imprisonment, short of the death penalty. Well, I guess it would be the death penalty. They should really be able to go put this guy down and then split his head open and study it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to
what's going on in there? I mean, technology, medical science, and everything. Are we advanced to the point where we could do that? Experiment on the guy, seriously, like you would a guinea pig or a mouse in science class. Because if there's, you know, maybe there's some answers there to prevent this down the road.
Yeah. Well, he's clearly, you don't want to give him any credit for anything, but he's clearly a smart man. Being able to break into 82 houses and keep a position that he was in, and as we mentioned, one of the more popular people within the military and not suspected at all of this. So he had a plan figured out, and he had been married for 19 years, and his wife didn't suspect anything. So there was some part of his brain that was able to work this entire plot out to the point that no one was going to catch him until he basically handed everything over.
And, you know, why would his wife suspect him? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, they spent a lot of time apart, too. He was very busy with his career, as she was with hers.
No, and apparently, you know, they had a good relationship. They went on vacations every year, and from all outsiders' opinion, they were happily married. And again, why would she suspect it if he was such a calculated deviant? And, yeah, look at 82 break and enters. I mean, the guy's pretty good at that, wasn't he?
Yeah. He certainly was.
To not get caught. A couple of times he came close, but seriously, to get back to the point I made, use his head for medical research. Why not?
I don't have any problem with that at all. The other thing that I read today was, this goes back to Clifford Olson and the fact that in Canada, even though you're in prison for life, you can still collect your old age pension. And I guess he's up for about $60,000 a year in a pension plan once he would have retired from the military. It costs $125,000 a year to keep somebody in Canada in prison for life or in death row or whatever it is. So someone suggested make him pay the $60,000 in room and board.
Oh, sure. I mean, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff.
Do you know
like that? But remember, this is Canada, too.
Well, why can't we take that money away from him, though? I read that the Canadian government says, well, we just can't. It's not possible. It's possible to do anything you want to do.
Well, exactly. And I who knows? You know, maybe it takes the prime minister. It takes this government that's in power to change the rules. I don't know. But, yeah. $60,000. I know it's just crazy that $60,000 a year will go to a guy like this. And those rules should be changed. And maybe the $60,000 a year should go to the victims, go to the families of the victims. It's not a lot of money, but better to them than to him.